In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank God for being able to join you here today on this beautiful, wonderful time of scriptural prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us to pray as we must. Carry us on your wings and carry us aloft. Carry us over our own distractions and worries. First, let us pray Psalm 99. This is our antiphon. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. He is king. The Lord is king. The earth, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim. The earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion, his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. O Lord our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Give praise to the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Chapter 20. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary of holding it in. I cannot endure it. Yes, I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of armies, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. Cursed be the day on which I was born. May the day my mother gave me birth never be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father, saying, a child, a son has been born to you, filling him with great joy. Let that man be like the cities which the Lord relentlessly overthrew. Let him hear war cries in the morning, battle alarms at mid-noon. Because he did not dispatch me in the womb, then my mother would have been my grave, her womb confining me forever. Why did I come forth from the womb to see sorrow and pain, to end my days in shame. Responsory prayer. I hear the whispered threats of those who were my friends. Now they watch for my downfall and say, perhaps we can deceive him, and then we shall have him in our power and take our revenge. But you, Lord, are a mighty warrior, always at my side. I hear the whisperings of the crowd, threats from every side as they plot to take my life. But you, Lord, are a mighty warrior, always at my side. All right, we continue to read for our reading from tradition from the Imitation of Christ. The truth of the Lord endures forever, is the caption. You thunder your judgments upon me, O Lord. You shake all my bones with fear and dread, and my soul becomes severely frightened. I am bewildered when I realize that even the heavens are not pure in your sight. If you discovered iniquity in the angels and did not spare them, what will then become of me? The stars fell from heaven, and I am mere dust. What should I expect? Those whose works seemed praiseworthy fell to the depths, and I have seen those who once were fed with the bread of angels, delighting in the swine, in the husks of swine. There is no holiness where you have withdrawn your hand, O Lord, no profitable wisdom if you cease to rule over it, no helpful strength if you cease to preserve it. For if you forsake us, we sink and perish, but if you visit us, we rise up and live again. We are unstable, but you make us firm. We grow cool, but you inflame us. All superficial glory has been swallowed up in the depths of your judgment upon me. What is all flesh in your sight? Can the clay be glorified in opposition to its maker? How can anyone be aroused by empty talk if his heart is subject to the truth of God? The whole world cannot swell with pride the man who is subject to truth, nor will he be swayed by the flattery of all his admirers if he has established all his trust in God. For those who do all the talking amounts to nothing, they fail with their din of words, but the truth of the Lord endures forever. Responsory prayer. Lord, you are my refuge and my shield. I hope in your word. Go away from me, you evildoers, and I will observe the commandments of my God. I hate a divided heart. I love your law. Go away from me, you evildoers, and I will observe the commandments of my God. So let's pray together. Or let's take a look at that liturgy of the word for a little bit. We're only 8 minutes in. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let's take this moment to acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to listen to God's word again. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy and grant us your salvation. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Please, God, protect us, save us from all ills. Grant your blessing to us and protect us. Let's pray that collective the Holy Spirit. O God, who sanctify your universal church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anyone, anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray this little song. Section. Antiphon. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Alleluia. Alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them, and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Beautiful, right? Let's try to profess our faith in the Apostles' Creed, or the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Blessed be our God, forever and always. So we do have the canonization on the weekend to look forward to. I can hardly wait to hear Pope Leo and see Pope Leo going through the process where they examine the saint's life. I can hardly wait to see the videotape of this wonderful moment over the weekend. It'll happen and we'll get to see it. Let us praise Christ the Lord who lives among us, the people he has redeemed, and let us say, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, King and ruler of nations, be with all your people and their governments. Inspire them to pursue the good of all according to your law. You made captive our captivity to our brothers who are enduring bodily and spiritual chains. Grant the freedom of the sons of God. May our Lord hear our prayer. May our young people, may we remain concerned with remaining blameless in your sight, and may we generously follow your call. Lord, hear our prayer. May our children imitate your example and grow in wisdom and grace. Lord, hear our prayer. Accept our dead brothers and sisters into your eternal kingdom where we hope to reign with you. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for Bill, for Henry, Father Rob, Father Vili, for Deacon Tony Giannotti, who has been so sick for so long, for God to help him and help him find Christ in the midst of everything. And for Bill, who's been so sick so long, for everything that he needs. Pray for my half-brother and half-sister. I bet you didn't know that I had one of those types. But I pray for those people to come to know God's love in a deeply powerful and personal way. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's try to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for a while. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I offer my plenary or partial indulgence, or partial indulgence for the souls in purgatory that our Lord and Mary have chosen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.